Jimmy Cephalo, voice of the Dolphins, joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Jimmy, always good to catch up. It's been a fun few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Last week was probably the most exciting win I can remember at Sun Life Stadium in the 9 years that I've been doing the broadcast. It was spectacular. The crowd was on its feet. The noise was loud, and it was palpable, the excitement level. So and even after the game, walking around inside the stadium, people were high-fiving each other. It was a great atmosphere. So, yeah, it was culminated last week by that great win over the Patriots, and don't dismiss that win over the Steelers either. That was huge on the road in the snow.
Yeah, and right before that, a win against the Jets, which no matter how their season going is always so sweet. What's the biggest difference you've seen in this Dolphin team the last couple of weeks as they've started to win some more games?
I really think it's Ryan Tannehill for the most part. I mean, he's led the team downfield in the fourth quarter of the last two games down, needing a drive and a long one to win a football game. He's done it both times. If you look at the difference between good quarterbacks and okay quarterbacks, you know, the difference between a Tony Romo and a Peyton Manning, you have that quality, and he seems to be developing it. 2 weeks in a row against two quality teams, one on the road in bad weather, another against the perennial champion in the AFC. That says a lot. So I think the difference has been Tannehill.
Jimmy, let's talk about our favorite position, those wideouts. You know, you talk about Brian Hartline, Mike Wallace, and one of my favorite guys, Rashard Matthews. The way they've come on, and you look at last game, you need to look at 9, 8, and 9 targets and the way Ryan Tannehill's distributing the rock to all those guys and the way they're coming up big for them. How have they come on as a group, considering they lost one of their big guys in that group in Brandon Gibson?
Well, OJ, after the game, the guys in booth, we all give our own game balls away, and I gave mine to Rashard Matthews. He makes 3 catches in that football game last week that if he doesn't make it, they don't win the game. Any one of them. One or two at the end of the first half to keep drives alive, and then at the end of the football game, just a spectacular catch, a diving catch to get there. So I think he's been a great find. Jeff Ireland picked him in the 7th round of Nevada a couple of years ago. It was a great find. And Mike Wallace last week ran the ball tougher than he had at any time before. And not only on that slant pattern that he scored on at the end of the half, but also on a hitch or two. So I think he's fine in his groove. They're all three playing extraordinarily well. Hartline is as good as it gets when you need a money catch. Keeping his feet in bounds, catching the ball well, good speed, terrific quickness. So as a group, it's what we had hoped that they would be. Despite the injuries in preseason to Keller and then later Gibson, you can't complain about this group. You throw Charles Clay into the mix, another late-round draft pick by Jeff Ireland, and you've got a pretty good idea of just how good this team can be.
Jimmy, running backs love to talk about running backs, so here we go. Early in the season, the Miami Dolphins struggled running the football, and I always looked at it as I wanted the team to become better at situational running, short yardage, key moments in the football game, and I think over the last 4 or 5 weeks, the Miami Dolphins have absolutely done that. And just from your seat, how do you think that has helped the Miami Dolphins offense overall?
Well, it's run after contact. That's how you're going to gauge a running back, and I'd like to see a little bit more by Thomas and by Miller, and a little bit better on third down circumstances. But they've gotten a lot better play from the offensive line. That seems to have gelled despite all the changes. Thomas is a guy who's going to run tough. He's going to be willing to run somebody over, get his knees high. That's been an integral part, especially last week in Pittsburgh. After the injury, the ankle injury, I didn't even think he'd play, let alone come out and rush more than 100 yards. So he's been spectacular. And Lamar got that tremendous burst, and what I like about him is the excitement level he brings and the knowledge that he might take it to the house on any play, no matter where he has the football. So they're getting better each and every week, better offensive line play. They get a little bit better with with yardage after initial contact, and I think we've got some too.
Jimmy Cephalo is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Flipping it over to the other side, talk some defense, obviously a lot of conversation about the secondary and who will and will not be available on Sunday. That'll come more into focus as the week goes on. But in the first game against Buffalo, I don't know that Cam Wake was really all there physically. And as you get ready for round two with Thad Lewis and the Bills, who already defeated you, it's comforting, I guess, to know that Cam Wake is about as healthy as you can be at this point in the season this time.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you look at Olivier Vernon and the season he's had, and Cam Wake, and Deion Jordan is coming on too, those three pass rushers are going to give any offensive line fits. But the other thing it does is forces a quarterback to, with knowledge that his clock is ticking a little faster than it normally would. And so even when you don't get to him, chances are, especially with a young quarterback like Tad Lewis, you're going to wind up getting him to throw the ball with a little bit of nervousness to him, you know, a little quicker than he wants to, maybe not the right location, maybe not even the right receiver. And so I think the Dolphins have the advantage there. They obviously do. But, look, if you lose to the Buffalo Bills twice in one season, given their what they've gone through this year, you don't deserve to make the playoffs. And I don't think that's going to happen. The Dolphins deserve to get there, and I think they win on Sunday.
Sounds good to me. I'll take it right to the bank. Jimmy, appreciate it as always, and stay warm on Sunday, would you?
We'll try. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Jimmy Cephalo.